proclamation number 8964 dated the April 16th, 1965. Good Friday. The sin I had taken upon my shoulders was an inconceivably heavy burden and could only be redeemed through an equally immense sacrifice of atonement, as the path to the cross and the extremely painful suffering and dying on the cross was for me. For this had been excruciatingly painful. You humans are incapable of even remotely imagining that measure of suffering, for I felt abandoned by the strength of God, I who had always been united with the Father, had to walk the path alone, which seemed to last forever but which I nevertheless took upon myself in infinite love because I petted the human race and knew that only this sacrifice of mine could bring salvation to humanity. Time and again I had to experience the brutalities of the executioner's servants, and the whole world of hell participated. Yet I was not allowed to defend myself by using my indwelling divine strength, for this act of salvation had to be an act of free will, on account of which I cover this path of suffering as a mere human being, always praying that I would be able to complete it, that I would not fail before the end, that I was also permitted to endure the death of the cross, which concluded the act of salvation in the first place. You will only be able to assess the whole extent of torments and humiliations I had to endure when you enter the kingdom of the beyond, where you will be able to behold my crucifixion. Yet during your human existence you lack all concept of my torments, since a lesser measure would have killed you already. However, my will to redeem you is so strong that it gave me the strength to taste all suffering to the extreme, that I also endured the death on the cross consciously and still was able to pray for my tormentors, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." They did not know that by nailing me to the cross they nailed the Father himself to the cross, who wanted to redeem all people from every sin. I knew that he had merely withdrawn himself from me so as not to exert force on me as a human being, for only the human being Jesus was able to suffer and this suffering reconciled the Father. For this reason I spoke the word, "It is finished." Single quote in order to state that an eternally predetermined act had been accomplished. However, its results encompassed the past, present and future. And thus all beings which once had fallen away from God are redeemed. One day in the beyond you will always be able to witness the crucifixion of Jesus, the human being, but no person will ever be able to assess the appalling torments as long as he still lives on earth, for he will lack the understanding. His immense suffering, the immense suffering of the man Jesus, not only involved the physical pain inflicted on him, instead, the suffering of his pure soul, having descended to earth from the kingdom of light for the sake of this act of salvation, was far greater. Only a soul which already dwells in the kingdom of light is able to comprehend what it means for a pure soul to be in the slough of sin, what it means for a perfect soul to stay in the midst of imperfect creatures. But then it is also able to understand the depth of love which motivated Jesus to provide help for his sinful brothers, and then they will tremble with awe and give thanks and sing their praises to the one who has redeemed the world from all sin. Amen.